Okay. Sorry, the video quality is not as good as it normally is, but this is what happens when you travel. But we will continue with class. All right, let's chant Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunja Vihari Jayarad Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Bharadhauti Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Jayaradhamadhava Kunya Vihari Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Ya Malabha Giri Bharadhauti Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Bharadhauti Yashodanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahansa also Tera Sutta Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Abhayachalanadamata Vrana Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kujai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kujai. Anandagoti Vaishnava Vrindi Kujai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kujai. Ramsay Go Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sridvaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Kujai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Ki Jai Mathuram Ki Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Yamunamayi Ki Jai Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru in Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Budhale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminit Namini, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini, Nivashesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Tesha Tarani. So Om Ganatu Vedanta Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmiritam, Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we're going to continue with our study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. So let's go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are reading from the sixth chapter of the Adi Lila. And that chapter is about Advaita Acharya. So we're continuing with text number 17. Okay. So I'll start, and as we've done before, anybody who wants to read after me can put your hand up or hands up. So nimitam shekare ten ho mayate iksha mayate ikshana upadana dvaita karena brahmananda srijana. Lord Vishnu, in his efficient aspect, glances over the material energy of Sri Advaita as the material cause creates the material world. So I think we've explained this a thousand times before. So Sri Advaita Acharya manifests the material ingredients, which are called the pradhana, and Advaita Acharya, in another form as Lord Vishnu, glances over this material energy and energizes it. Okay, like a battery. So jyatyapi sankye mane pradhana karana yadahaite kabunahi jagat srichana. Although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the world never arises from dead matter. Nija Srishti Shakti Prabhu Sansare Pratane Ishvarera Shakti Tave Hayata Nirmane. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with his own creative potency, then by the power of the Lord, creation takes place. Advaita rupe kare shakti sancharan ataiva dvaita hayena mukya karan. In the form of Advaita, he infuses the material ingredients with creative energy. Therefore, Advaita is the original cause of creation. Advaita acharya koti brahmanandera karta araika eka murche brahman Brahmandera Bharta. Sri Advaita Acharya is the creator of millions and millions of universes, and by his expansions as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, he maintains each and every universe. Sainarayanera Mukhyahanga Advaita Anga Shabdeyam Sakare Kahe Bhagavata. Sri Advaita is the principal limb, Anga, of Narayan. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of limb, Anga, as a plenary portion, Ansha, of the Lord. The reason the word plenary portion is used is because the plenary portions and portions of plenary portions are on the same plane as the Lord. In other words, as we have explained millions of times before, there's only one God, and he appears in a variety of circumstances simultaneously doing different things. Okay. See what I can do without my glasses. No, I think, because we're close to the computer. I'll go a little further away. Narayanas Twam Nahi Sarvadehinam Atmashadi Shakila Lokasakshi Narayanongam Narabujalayanat Tashapi Satyam Nath Vaiva Maiha. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father, Narayana? Narayana refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, that is, Garbha Dakshay Vishnu. And that Narayana is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and not creations of Maya. So this text is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 14. Text 24. Ishvavarera hanga hamsa chidananda maya ayara sambandha nahi eshloke kaya. This verse describes that the limbs and plenary portions of the Lord are all spiritual. They have no relationship with the material energy. Angsa na kaya kena kahatanreanga angsa haite anga yate haya antaranga. Why has Sri Advaita been called a limb and not a part? The reason is that limb implies greater intimacy. Mahavishnu rahangsa Advaita guna dhamma Ishvareya beta teni Advaita purna dhamma. Sri Advaita, who is a reservoir of virtues, is the main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with that Lord. Purve aiche kaila sarva vishvera srijana avatari kaila ebe bhakti pravartana. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. Jivanishtarila Krishna Bhakti Karidana Gita Bhagavate Kaila Bhaktira Yakana. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. And Prabhupada's explanation. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu for the welfare of the conditioned souls, he manifested himself as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And throughout all of his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servitor. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Prabhu had exhibited their powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalist, modest, and self-worshippers than they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and his different incarnations and forms played the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word Acharya means teacher. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher following the footsteps of Advaita Acharya has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an Acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide Acharya can never support the demoniac activities of atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an Acharya to defy such impostors posing as God before the innocent public. Strong words from Prabhupada. Bhakti upadesha vinu tanra nahi karya adeva nama haila dvaita acharya. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. Because Acharya, Advaita means one, Acharya means one who sets an example. And as Prabhupada oftentimes said, example is more important than precept. Precept means like the words. Example means what you do. So it's called Advaita Acharya. Vaishnavera Guru Teno Jagatera Arya Vinama Milane Hoila Advaita Acharya. He is the spiritual master of all the devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. So, purport, Sri Advaita Acharya is the prime spiritual master of the Vaishnavas, and he is worshipable by all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas must follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, for by doing so, one can actually engage in devotional service of the Lord. Kamala Nayanera Teno Yateyangangsha Kamalaksha Karidare Nama Avatamsha. Since he is a limb or part of the lotus eyed Supreme Lord, he also bears the name Kamalaksha. Ishwara Sarupya Paya Harishara Gana Chaturuja Pitavasa Yache Narayana. His associates, have the same bodily features as the Lord. They all have four arms and are dressed in yellow garments like Narayan. Advaita Charya Ishvara Kamsavarya Tanra Tattva Namaguna Sakale Ascharya. Sri Advaita Charya is the principal limb of the Supreme Lord. His truths, names, and attributes are all wonderful. Yanhara Tulasi Jale, Yanhara Humkare, Swajana Sahite Chaitanyera Vatare. He worshipped Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges and called for him in a loud voice. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on earth, accompanied by his personal associates. So this is one of the causes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that Advaita Charya saw that all the souls in Kali Yuga were suffering like anything without knowledge of the Supreme Personality of God and without devotional service. So out of his compassion, he cried out for the Lord to descend. And of course, he is the Lord. But there's the pastime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar. So, next verse. Yanra Dwara Kaila Prabhu Kirtana Prachara Yanra Dwara Kaila Prabhu Jagat Nishtara. It is through him, Advaita Charya, that Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement, and through him that he delivered the world. Wow. Acharya Goshandira Guna Mahima Appara Jiva Kita Kotaya Vaidekatara Para. The glory and attributes of Advaitacharya are unlimited. How can the insignificant living entities fathom them? Acharya Goshani Chaitanyara Mukyanga Paraikangatanra Prabhu Nichananda. Sri Advaitacharya is a principal limb of Lord Chaitanya, another limb. The Lord is Nichananda Prabhu. Prabhura Upanga Ashivasari Vaktagana Astamukha Netrahanga Chakra Yastra Sama. The devotees headed by Srivasa are his smaller limbs. They are like his hands, face, and eyes, and his disc and other weapons. Esavalaya Chaitanya Prabhura Vihara Esavalaya Karena Vanchita Prachara. With all of them, Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, and with them, he spread his mission. Mahendra Purira Inho Shishai Chane Acharya Goshanira Prabhu Guru Kali Mane. Thinking he, Sri Advaitacharya, is a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya obeys him, respecting him as his spiritual master, because Madhavendra Puri, actually, Prabhupada will explain it here. Sri Madhavendra Puri is one of the acharyas in the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. Madhavendra Puri had two principal disciples, Ishwara Puri and Sri Advaita Prabhu. Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. This fact has been accepted in the authorized books known as the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika and the Prameya Ratnavali, as well as by Gopal Guru Goswami. The Gaura Ganadesha Deepika clearly states the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas as follows. Lord Brahma is the direct disciple of Vishnu, the Lord of the spiritual sky. His disciple is Narada, and Narada's disciple is Vyasa, and Vyasa's disciples are Shukadeva Goswami and Madhvacharya. Padmanabha Acharya is the disciple of Madhvacharya, and Narahari is the disciple of Padmanabha Acharya. Madhva is the disciple of Narahari, Akshobha is the direct disciple of Madhva, and Jayatirtha is the disciple of Akshobhya. Jayatirtha's disciple is Gyanasindhu, and his disciple is Mahanidhi. Vijanidhi is the disciple of Mahanidhi, and Rajendra is the disciple of Vijayanidhi. Jayadharma is the disciple of Rajendra. Purushottama is the disciple of Jayadharma. Sriman Lakshmipati is the disciple of Vyasa Tirtha, who is the disciple of Purushottam. And Madhavendra Puri is the disciple of Lakshmipati. So that's the succession coming down from Lord Brahma through Madhvacharya to Madhavendra Puri, to Ishwara Puri and Dvaitacharya, and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and their disciplic descendants ending up, or not ending, of course, coming to Srila Prabhupada and the Srila Prabhupada's followers. So, text 41, right? Lokika lilate dharma mariyada rakshana stuti bhakti karena tanra charana vandana. To maintain the proper etiquette for the principles of religion, Lord Chaitanya bows down at the lotus feet of Sri Dvaitacharya with reverential prayers and devotions. Chaitanya Goshanike Acharya Kari Prabhu Jnana Apanatke Karena Tanra Dasa Abhimana. Sri Dvaitacharya, however, considers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his master, and he thinks of himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami explains the super excellent quality of devotional service as follows. Ramanando Bhavarisha Chetparada Guni Pataha Maiti Bhati Sukhambode Paramanu Tulamapi. It multiplied billions of times the transcendental pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization still could not compare to even an atomic portion of the ocean of bhakti or transcendental service. That's from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.138. Similarly, the Bhavartha Dipika states, Twat katam rita patoda viharanto mahamudha avanti krit. For those who take pleasure in the transcendental topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the four progressive realizations of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, all combined together, cannot compare any more than a straw could to the happiness derived from hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord. Those who engage in the transcendental service at the lotus feet of Krishna, being relieved of all material enjoyment, have no attraction to the topics of impersonal monism. In the Padma Purana, in connection with the glorification of the month of Kartika, it is stated that devotees pray, Ram deva moksham na moksha patim va yachanyam vare ham vare sharapi ha idam te vapurna taku palavalam Sarame manasyavi rastam kimanyai kuveratmajavu para murtyai vayadvat twaimochitao bhakti vajau kudaucha taprima bhaktim sukhamme prayacha namokshe graho misti damapureha. Dear Lord, always remembering your childhood pastimes at Vrindavan is better for us than aspiring to merge into the impersonal Brahman. During your childhood pastimes, you liberated the two sons of Kuvera and made them great devotees of your lordship. Similarly, I wish that instead of giving me liberation, you may award me such devotion unto you. In the Ayashirsha Sri Narayana Vyuhastava, in the chapter called Narayana Stotra, it is stated, Nadharmam kamam martam va moksham va varadeshvara pratyaye tava padabje ashame vapi vapi kamaye. My dear Lord, I do not wish to become a man of religion or a master of economic development or sense gratification, nor do I wish for liberation, although I can have all these from you. the supreme bestower of benediction. I do not pray for any of these. I simply pray that I may always be engaged as a servant of your lotus feet. Nrsimhadeva offered Prahlad Maharaj all kinds of benedictions, but Prahlad Maharaj did not accept any of them, for he simply wanted to engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, a pure devotee wishes to be blessed like Maharaja Prahlada by being thus endowed with devotional service. Devotees also offer their respects to Hanuman, who always remained a servant of Lord Ram. Great devotee Hanuman prayed. It's a beautiful prayer. Bhavanda chide kashai sprihayami namuktiye bhavanravuraham dasa iti yatra vilupyate. I do not wish to take liberation or to merge in the Brahman effulgence where the conception of being a servant of the Lord is completely lost. Similarly, in the Narada Pancharatra, it is stated, karmata kama mokshesu nicha mama kadachana tvatpada tvatpada pankaja syado jivitam yatam mama. I do not want any one of the four desirable stations. I simply want to engage as a servant of the lotus feet of the Lord, King Kulakshetra, in his very famous book, Mukunda Mala Stotra, prays, Naham Bandetava Charanayor Dwandam Advanva Hektoho Kumbi Pakam Guru Mapi Hare Narakam Na Panetum Ramyo Rama Mridu Tanu Latanandanaena Virantum Bhave Bhave Vidaya Bhavanhe Bhavayam Bhavantam. My Lord, I do not worship you to be liberated from this material entanglement, nor do I wish to save myself from the hellish condition of material existence, nor do I ever pray for a beautiful wife to enjoy in a nice garden. I only wish that I may always be in full ecstasy with the pleasure of serving your lordship. Chapter 4. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, there are many instances in the third and fourth cantos in which devotees pray to the Lord simply to be engaged in his service and nothing else. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, fourth chapter, text 15. Third canto, 25th chapter, text 34. Third canto, 25th chapter, text 36. Fourth canto, 8th chapter, text 22. Fourth chapter, fourth canto, 9th chapter, text 10. Fourth canto, 20th chapter, text 24. Okay, so we can let someone else read now. Let's see who's up next. Okay, Vijay Radhika, you can read now. You are allowed to read yourself. Yeah.
Pranam Gurudev, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hear you fine.
Se abhimana suke apamana pasare Krishna dasa haye jive upadesha kare. Translation: he forgets himself in the joy of that conception, and teaches all living entities, you are servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Perfect. The transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so ecstatic that even the Lord himself plays the part of a devotee. Forgetting himself to be the Supreme, he personally teaches the whole world how to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Dasa Abhimana E Ananda Sindhu Oti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tare Eka Bindu. Translation: the conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to the drop of it. Muni ye Chaitanya Dasa Ara Nityananda Dasa Baba Samanahe Anyatra Ananda. Translation: he says, Nityananda and I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. Nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in this emotion of servitude. Parama Preyasi Lakshmi Hridaye Vasati Tenho dasya suka maya kariya minaki. Translation. The most beloved goddess of fortune resides on the chest of Sri Krishna. Yet she too earnestly praying begs for the joy of service at his feet. Dasya bhave anandita parisada gana. Vidhi bhava narada arasuka samatana. Translation. All the associates of Lord Krishna, such as Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Shuka, and Sanatana Kumara, are very pleased in the sentiment of servitude. Nityananda avaduta sabateya gale, chaitanyera dasya preme hayala pagvale. Translation. Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. He became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Srivasa Haridasa Ramadasa Gadadara Murari Mugunda Chandrasekara Vakreshwara Vakreshwara Esaba Pandita Loka Parama Mahatva Chaitanyera Dasya Sabaye Karaya Vunmata. Translation. Srivasa, Haridasa, Ramadasa, Gadadara, Murari, Mukunda, Chandrasekara, and Vakreshwara are all glorious and all learned scholars. But the sentiment of servitude to Lord Chaitanya makes them mad in ecstasy. Emata gaye nache kare atahasa, loke upadese hao chaitanyera dasa. Translation. Thus they dance, sing, and laugh like madmen. And they instruct everyone, just be loving servants of the Lord Chaitanya.
Continue.
Chaitanya Goshani More Kare Guru Jnana Tata Pinha Mora Haye Dasa Abhimana. Translation. Sri Advaita Acharya thinks, Lord Chaitanya considers me his spiritual master, yet I feel myself to be only his servant. Krishna premere eka apurva prabhava guru sama lagu ke karaya dasya bhava. Translation. Love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals and inferiors with the spirit of service to the Lord Krishna. Perfect. There are two kinds of devotional service. The way of Pancharatrika, regulative principles, and the way of Bhagavata, transcendental loving service. The love of Godhead of those engaged in Pancharatrika, regulative principles, depends more or less on the opulent and reverential platform. But the worship of Radha and Krishna is purely on the platform of transcendental love. Even persons who play as the superiors of Krishna also take the chance to offer transcendental loving service to the Lord. The service attitude of the devotees who play the parts of the superiors of the Lord is very difficult to understand, but it can be very, very plainly understood in connection with the super excellence of their particular service to Lord Krishna. A vivid example is the service of Mother Yashoda to Krishna, which is distinct. In the feature of Narayana, the Lord can accept services only from his associates who play parts in which they are equal or less than him. But in the feature of Lord Krishna, he accepts service very plainly from his fathers, teachers, and other elders who are his superiors, as well as from his equals and his subordinates. This is very wonderful. Ihara Pramana Suna Sastriya Yakhyana Mahad Anubhava Yate Sudra Pramana. Translation. For evidence, please listen to the examples described in the revealed scriptures, which are corroborated by the realization of great souls. Anyera kakata raje nanda mahasya saya tatra sama guru krishnera ara kehanaya sudavasalye ishvara jnana nahitara. Taha he prema kara yadasya anukara. Translation. Although no one is more respected elder of Krishna than Nanda Maharaja in Braja, who in transcendental paternal love has no knowledge that his son is the supreme personality of Godhead. Still, ecstatic love makes him, what to speak of others, feel himself to be the servant of Lord Krishna. Gurudev, should I
continue? Okay, all right, you can end there. And we can take someone else reading right now. I just want to find the intimacy of the residents of Vrindavan is being extolled, glorified here in this particular part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in comparison to the relationship of the Vaikunthavasis with Lord Narayan, Vishnu. Okay, let's see. Who's going to go now? Second. Okay, Rakesh, you can go now. You can unmute yourself now.
Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Jai, Hari Bol.
Although no one, Teno Rati Mati Mage Krishne Ras Charane Taha Sri Mukhavani Taha Te Pramane. He too prays for attachment and devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, as the verse from his own mouth gives evidence. Shuna Udhava Satya Krishna Amar Tane Teno Ishvare Hena Yari Tomar Manilaye Tathapi Tanaha Te Rahu Mora Manovriti Tomar Ishvare Krishna Hoka Mora Mati. My dear Uddhava, please hear me. In truth, Krishna is my son, but even if you think that he is God, I would still bear towards him my own feelings for my son. May my mind be attached to your Lord Krishna. Manaso radho nahasyu Krishna padam bhujasya vacho bhimadine nam nam kayas tat pravan nadishu. May our minds be attached to the lotus feet of your Lord Krishna. May our tongue chant his holy name, and may our bodies lie prostrate before him. Karam bhi brahmyam anam yatra kavashwarechaya mangala chiratre danai ratirna Krishna ichvare. Whatever we wander in the material universe, under the influence of karma, by the will of the Lord, may our auspicious activities cause our attraction to Lord Krishna to increase. Somebody is in the chat. The audio is very noisy. I'm gonna just try to switch it off and see if it is me or not.
Well, it's probably not you. Let me just look and see who's causing the trouble. No, you're the only one who has the audio on, as far as I see. Anyway, continue reading, don't worry. I can hear, everyone can hear well. Unmute yourself again. I guess you can. Yeah, continue reading.
This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by the denizens of Vrindavana, headed by Maharaj Nanda and his associates, to Uddhava, who had come from Mathura. Sri Dhamadi Vraje Yata Sakhar Niche Aishwarya Jnana Hina Keval Sakhya Mai. Lord Krishna, friends in Vrindavana, headed by Sri Dham, have pure fraternal affection for Lord Krishna and have no idea of his opulences. Krishna Sange Yudha Kare Skande Arohan Tar Dasya Bhave Kare Charan Sevan. Although they fight with him and climb upon his shoulder, they worship his lotus feet in the spirit of servitude. Pad samvadanam chakru kechit tasya mahatmana aparhata papa mano raji nahi sama vichan yam. Guruji, just give me a moment, please.
Okay. Moment. maybe we should have someone else read now. That's right. Let's go on to someone else reading at this point. Just to be practical. Okay, Mohanananda, why don't you read right now? You can unmute yourself. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Maharaj.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Shall I start from translation, Maharaj?
Yeah, start from the translation since the Sanskrit was already read, or the Bengali was already read.
Hare Krishna, then. Some of the friends of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, massaged his feet, and others whose sinful reactions had been destroyed fanned him with the handheld fans. This verse purport. This verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:15-17 describes how Lord Krishna and Lord Balarama were playing with the cowherd boys after killing Denukasura in Thalavana. Krishnera prayasi vraje yata gopi gana yandra pada dhuli kare buddhava prardhana yanshara upare krishnera priyanahi ana anhara apanake kare dashi abhimana. Translation. Even the beloved girlfriends of Lord Krishna in Vrindavana, the gopis, the dust of his feet was desired by Sri Uddhava, and who are more dear to Krishna than anyone else, regard themselves as Krishna's maid servants. Vraja janardhihan virayoshitam nijajanasmaya vamshanasmita bhajasake bhavat kinkarismano jalaruhananam charudarshaya. O Lord, remover of the afflictions of the inhabitants of Vrindavana, O hero of all women, O Lord, who destroy the pride of your devotees by your sweet, gentle smile, O friend, we are your maid servant. Please fulfill our desires and show us your effective lotus face. Purport. This verse in connection with the Rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-6. When Krishna disappeared from his companions in the course of dancing, the gopis sang like this in separation from Krishna. Apibhata madhupuryam arya putro Tunaste smarati sa pitrgehan saumya bandum stagopan pachit apicha kathamnaha kinkarinam krinite bhujam agaru subandham murdhani adashyat padanu. O Uddhava, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna resides in Madhura. Does he remember his father's household affairs and his friends, the cowherd boys? O great soul, does he ever talk about us, his maidservants? When will he lay on our heads his agaru-scented hat? This verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-21 in the section known as Bhramara Gita. When Uddhava came to Vrindavana, Srimad Radharani, in complete separation from Krishna, sang like this. Tan shabhara katarahu shrimati radhika sabahaite kakalmashe parama adhika pinhoyandra dashi haina sevena kirana yandra prema dune krishna baddha anukshana. Want to speak of the other gopis, even Sri Radhika, who in every respect is the most elevated of them all, and who has bound Sri Krishna forever by her loving attributes, serves his feet as his maidservants.
Anadha
Ramana Presta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dashyaste Krupanayagme Akhe Darshaya Sannidhim. O my Lord, O my husband, O most dearly beloved, O mighty arm Lord, where are you? Where are you? O my friend, reveal yourself to your maid servant who is very much aggrieved by your absence. Purport. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30-39. When the Rasa dance was going on in full swing, Krishna left all the gopis and took only Radharani with him. At that time, all the gopis lamented, and Srimad Radharani, being proud of her position, requested Krishna to carry her wherever he liked. Then Krishna immediately disappeared from the scene, and Srimad Radharani began to lament. Dwarakate Rukmini Abhi Yateka Mahishi Tantharo Apanake Mane Krishnadasi. In Dwarakadhama, all the queens headed by Rukmini also considered themselves maid servants of Lord Krishna. Jayaya Marpaidam Budyata Harmukeshu Rajesh Azeya Bhata Pekari Ritangri Renuku Ninke Rubhi Yuvabhagam Ajavi Yuthat Sakti Niketa Charanam Astu Namartanaya. When Jarasandha and other kings, boys and adults, arrived to ready to deliver me in charity to Shishupala, he forcefully took me from their midst. As a lion takes its share of goats and sheep, the dust of his lotus feet is there for the crown of unconquerable soldiers. May those lotus feet, which are the shelter of the goddess of fortune, be the object of my worship. Purport: these words from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:83-8 was spoken by Queen Rukmini. Tapas Parantim Aja Ajnaya Papadas Parsana Saya Satyo Petya Gripipanim Aham Tadruka Marjani. Knowing me to be performing austerities with a desire to touch his feet, he came with his friend Arjuna and accepted my hand. Yet I am but a maid servant engaged in sweeping the floor of the house of Sri Krishna.
It's a list of all these different personalities who are considering themselves to be a servant. Now, that is very interesting because generally when we talk about the different relationships that one has with the Lord, then you have, first of all, there's Shantaras, which is just basically appreciation, then Dasharas, which is servitude, and then Satya, which is friendship, then Vatsalya, which is parental relationship, and finally there's the conjugal relationship. So you would think, whoops, anyway, you got all these messages coming into my computer, unfortunately. So you would think, using logic, that all right, servitude, and then you go higher. But it's not like that. Because when you go from one rasa to another, and rasa, of course, means a taste of a relationship. When you go from one taste of a relationship to another, to a higher taste, let us say, to the most intimate taste, that is the taste of the conjugal relationship, you're actually including the properties of the previous rasas there, and they're also increasing. In other words, let's give you a practical example. In other words, in the case of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they have the highest level of servitude. Although their rasa is conjugal relationship, but they have the highest level of servitude. And the proof of that is that famous story where Narada Muni was looking for some dust of devotees' feet to cure Krishna's headache, because Krishna had said, that's what will cure my headache. And all the devotees were refusing to give it, except for the gopis. And the gopis were unafraid of going to hell. So in other words, that's the topmost servitude that the gopis are rendering. And sometimes these different qualities of the relationships are compared to the qualities of the material elements. Not that they are material, because as you go from one material element to another, let's say you have earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, or let's say you go from the subtler to the grosser ones, then the qualities of the subtler ones are also contained in the grosser elements. For example, you have the sound in ether. Ether is very subtle. It's the subtlest of the Panchamahabhuta elements. But sound is also there in earth. You understand, you can transmit sound through earth, you can transmit sound through ether, you can transmit sound through air, you can transmit sound through water, liquidity. So, in the same way, all of the previous qualities, the wonderful previous qualities of the devotees that are manifest become more intense, more magnified as you go up through the rasas and ultimately culminating in the love that the gopis have for Krishna. Okay, so who excuse me, who has a question now?
I have a question if no one else has.
Well, you jump. All right. Let someone else had. You're always asking questions. So who else has a question?
Krishna, brother, this this Madhavacharya from the Madhava Muni, which is listed in our sampradaya, is the same as Madhavacharya Udupi, right?
Madhavacharya in Udupi, yeah.
But that was he came 1,000 years ago, right? 1,000 years ago.
That's right, but there's more. There's another Madhava in our sampradaya too.
Okay.
But the Madhvacharya is the one that came, and I forget. I mean, I can look it up right now. Give me a second.
Because Madhvacharya would be just came 1,000 years ago.
I'll give you the exact date in a second. 1238 to 1317.
Okay.
That's 1238 to 1317. So it wasn't 1,000 years ago. It was much less than that. So Madhvacharya, also known as Purnapragya and Anandatirtha. So Madhvacharya is a very interesting personality. And of course, he also initiated his guru. His guru originally was an impersonalist. And he initiated his guru into personalism. Very interesting story. He was born near Udupi.
So he was a disciple of Siksha?
Well, he actually took Siksha from Vyasadeva.
Well, that's interesting.
So he's a disciple of Vyasadeva. So, you know, because he went to the Himalayas.
That means Vyasadeva is still living now.
Yeah, Vyasadeva is still living. So the history is that originally he took initiation from an impersonalist named Chuttapreksha. And actually Madhvacharya defeated his guru after some time and initiated him in Krishna consciousness. So it describes that Madhvacharya began his school at the age of 7. He started a school. Phew. Anyway, there's a whole history I'm not going to talk about right now. So, any other questions? Besides Prana Govinda?
Oh.
I know. Okay, Prana Govinda, why don't you ask a question?
Maharaj, I was just curious on text 42, those so many verses. One verse, the first one, it says, Brahmananda Bhavedesha Chata Prardha Gunikrita.
Yeah.
Now, what I understand that merging means they lose their separate identity, individual identity in a sense. So then question comes that who is experiencing in order to measure that it's a multiply billion times? How this calculation idea comes when I don't have even a record of experience?
That it's not that, you know, it's not that it's multiplied. I mean, you really have to understand the statement. It's infinitely greater than Brahma, than the Brahman realization. And so it's not that someone had a ruler, an ecstasy ruler or something like that, or an ecstasy device and measured the ecstasy. You know, sometimes a million or a billion, sometimes used to indicate a much longer period of time. For example, in the prayers, the Shikshastika prayers, we have Yugayitam Nimishena Chashuksha Prabhashaita Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Vivahena Me. So Prabhupada actually translates as moment is like 12 years or more, but actually in the prayer it says what? Yugayitam, like a yuga or a divya yuga, something like that. So sometimes long periods are stated when it's actually infinite. So there's no comparison. In one sense, the idea is there is no comparison between the happiness experience in Brahman and transcendental happiness, because the happiness experience in Brahman is simply the absence of distress.
I see.
Because how can you experience happiness when the soul is unconscious?
Correct. Yes.
It's like the happiness that, let's say if you were in a lot of pain and then someone gave you some painkiller, then you'd feel real happy because there's no pain. Or like Lord Chaitanya gave the example of the dunking stool, how they used to punish people by putting them into the water and holding them underwater until they practically died, and then they brought them out of the water. And when they were brought out of the water, they felt ecstasy. But it really wasn't ecstasy, it was relief. So in one sense, you could say relief is happiness. But in another sense, it really can't be compared to the transcendental happiness. So when you talk about a million times, it doesn't mean, or 10 million times, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's actually a device that measures the difference in happiness. It's infinitely greater.
Maharaj, I have one more question on related to that.
Okay.
Now, in the Brahman, the substance, the individual soul and the Brahman substance, they're qualitatively one. So what makes the demarcation?
I mean, we're qualitatively one with Krishna, but we're individual. Why does something that's qualitatively one have to be merged? I don't understand the logic behind it.
That in the demarcation, what are the substance, just like you gave the example of Prabhupada gave of the bird, but in the bird example, the greenness is the question, but the individual...
I understand. The green tree is not of the same nature as the bird, I understand.
Correct. What
you're saying. So it's just a metaphor to help us understand things. It's not all the parts of a metaphor are not necessarily, you know, parallel or connected with what you're trying to describe with the metaphor. It's basically to help you understand what it means for the soul to be apparently gone or apparently merged. But there are differences between the tree, bird, and the example that's used using that to illustrate between Brahman and the soul. And actually Brahman is composed of particles of souls. What do you think Brahman is composed of?
Well, Prabhupada says in 15:17 that the Paramatma leaves the body and emerges in Brahman too.
Well, Paramatma disappears. He doesn't merge in Brahman. I mean, according to our philosophy, Paramatma, actually the Acharyas, I think it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says the Paramatma stays outside of the Brahman. But he disappears, so apparently, I guess you could use the explanation, so when the soul goes into the Brahman, the Paramatma disappears. But the Paramatma doesn't merge into Brahman.
Oh, I thought Prabhupada, I'm going to look at it. There is a verse.
Yeah, you should check it out, but the Paramatma doesn't merge. The Paramatma is Vishnu. Vishnu cannot merge into the Brahman. I mean, can, but, you know, Vishnu doesn't merge into the Brahman. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu, sometimes the descriptions of the Acharyas are that the Paramatma stays outside of the Brahman, and others are that the Paramatma may not be manifest there at that point. There's, the Paramatma does not enter into the Brahman with the soul.
Maharaj, here it is. It's in the 15.18 Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
It said the super soul coming out of the body enters into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Then in his form, he remains in his personal identity. That supreme is called supreme personality.
Well, he may enter, but he doesn't merge.
Okay. So Brahman is a substance. Brahman.
The substance of Brahman is not impersonal because the Brahman is composed of many souls that are floating.
So Maharaj, my question is, if there is a one substance of all the soul, then because it's consciousness...
It's not one substance. It's not like if you have a bunch of fireflies, then they may appear from a distance, it may appear as one light.
So what keeps the demarcation of individuality?
What keeps it? They're all individual. I mean, that's, they don't merge into the Brahman.
But they're all one substance, no?
No, but you're, but I, we're one substance too. You're Brahman and I'm Brahman. Have we merged into each other?
No.
So you know, and you know, one substance is individuality within one substance. Right? Like there's a pot.
Yeah.
All right, let me give the example. There's a piece of clay and there's a pot that's made of clay. Do they merge into each other? They're the same substance. Or two pieces of clay that are exactly the same type of substance, do they merge into each other because they're the same type of substance? What's the logic behind that?
But, I see. But...
No, the Brahman is composed of individual sparks, spiritual sparks. It's not just the light. It's individual souls, like fireflies. Let's say if you have a billion, trillion, quadrillion lights and you go, and then you just see one light.
But individuality is demarcated by Krishna, so it maintained like that? Because it's a, I mean, it's called...
The soul is always individual. The soul doesn't merge into each other. The souls don't merge into each other. Where'd you get that idea from?
No, I did not. I'm trying to grasp it at least some way to, in my head, that...
It's like a green bird going into the green tree, it appears. Or let's say you have 1,000, or using the same analogy, you have 1,000 green birds going to the... into the green tree. Do all the birds merge into each other?
No.
All right, that's an easy way to understand it. All the birds are of the same quality, right? Yes?
Yes.
Do they merge, do they all become one bird?
But the consciousness, the idea of consciousness, that what constitutes the conscious being, that it sounds like it's all one.
No, it's not all one. Oh my God. It's not all one. Yeah.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah, why did you ask?
Is the Sankhya the same as the Brahma Jyoti? Or?
Is what the same as the Brahma Jyoti?
Shantaras.
Pure Shantaras is basically appreciating the glories of the Lord. Sometimes certain impersonalists may be in Shantaras, but it's what pure Shantaras is without any servitude. It's not the same as the Brahma Jyoti. Yeah.
So regarding your example of the clay and the clay pot, so with our imperfect senses, it may seem as though clay merges into a pot, but even in the material world, every molecule is individual, yes?
Yeah.
every atom, every molecule, everything has its individual nature, although our imperfect senses may perceive it as merged
as
or
one.
Having one, but yeah. It's actually not a fact. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, or like any piece of solid anything is composed of many, many different atoms and molecules. But we don't see those atoms and molecules, but they all maintain their individual existence. Or like your body has many cells. The cells don't all merge into each other, even though, let's say, all your skin cells on your head are actually of the same nature. Anyway, there's so many examples that could be given. So, Rangovinda, you understand?
Yeah, I'm accepting it, but I...
You're accepting it. Do you understand? I mean, why? Because things are of the same nature, do they have to merge into one? Just think of the spirit souls as little firefly. You know what a firefly is?
Yes.
Diwali bug?
Yes, ma'am.
Diwali bug. So just imagine a whole bunch of Diwali bugs, billions and billions of Diwali bugs. They're all the same quality, but they don't merge into each other. You know, Prabhupada, you know, sometimes it's mentioned the soul merges into the Brahma-jyoti, but then also it's mentioned that he comes out. So the word merge in that particular sense doesn't mean that the soul loses his identity, because the same soul comes out. It's not that there's a new soul produced from the Brahma-jyoti.
Can I ask one more in that related? Just
yeah, one more.
Okay. So Maharaj, Krishna is the embodiment of our transcendental condensed form of bliss.
Yes.
His body. When the soul, individual soul, merges instead of Brahman to Paramatma or to Bhagavan, when it merges to Bhagavan...
Merges? What are you talking about merging now?
The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are three types of merging. One is Brahma-jyoti, one is...
Yeah, Paramatma. I know that, but he doesn't actually merge. He enters into the body of the Lord, thinking he's merged.
Okay. But even in that case, the proximity, closeness is so close. How come he should be more happy instead of feel disturbed and chances to fall down?
Because the soul's nature, it's not that the soul feels unhappy, it's that the soul's nature causes it to fall down from the Brahma-jyoti or from being merged into the existence of the Lord. But you can't feel anything when you're in the Brahma-jyoti or merged in the existence of the Lord. You're in a state of suspended animation. And you fall down, or you come down to the material world because your nature is like that. Mm. The nature of the soul is to be active.
Okay, you made it very strong point that until the love is awakened with the Lord in a loving service, there is no way any soul can be anywhere.
So the point, there's no permanent situation for the soul other than in Krishna's service.
Yes.
But the point is the soul, individual soul, for the soul there's no death nor birth. I mean, that's Bhagavad Gita philosophy. The soul, if the soul were to merge, then the soul would lose its existence. The soul doesn't merge, but apparently merges. When it goes to the Brahma-jyoti. We use the word merging, but in a larger sense, the soul is entering and apparently losing its identity because you cannot perceive its individual identity at that point. And that's, Prabhupada uses the example, the Upanishads use the example of the green bird and the green tree. It's not my example. It's definitely not my example. It's not that something I made up. It's the green bird and the green tree. I mean, that's the Upanishads. It's Prabhupada. It's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when you use the word merging, based upon that description which Prabhupada gives, you got to use a little hermeneutics there. Based upon the description that Prabhupada gives, we understand that Siddhanta is, the soul is eternal. never came into being, never will cease to be. So therefore, when we hear the word merging into the Brahma-jyoti, we understand it doesn't mean that the soul loses its individuality, because that would be in counter, that would be against our Siddhanta.
Now in Ramananda Sangbad Maharaj, that when Mahaprabhu asked the question to Ramananda Rai about the destiny of Jnanis, and he said that three body or non-moving body.
That's right.
So I was told that when Prabhupada asked, mentioned that there is a big trees, Prabhupada said these are Jnanis. And one of your godbrothers said in Home Depot they have a chainsaw, maybe we can just cut it down all. Prabhupada said that's not the way you deliver Jnanis. You have to
That's right.
It.
So a perfected Jnani goes to the Brahma-jyoti, but a Jnani who is just not perfect, he can take body as a tree. Anyway, Prangovinda.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. It was a wonderful explanation, Maharaj.
All right. It's not my explanation, it's Prabhupada's explanation. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station, hopefully.
Are you feeling good, Gurudev?
Yeah, I'm just feeling tired from my car trip.
Oh,
I'm getting the shot tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see how well I feel as far as giving class tomorrow night. But I'm getting the shot tomorrow.
Is it Pfizer, Gurudev?
No, it's Moderna.
Oh, that's good. Moderna is little sad, less side effects.
Yeah.
Gurudev?
Anyway, yeah.
Just today, North Carolina announced that anyone over 65...
Well, I came up here a little too late.
But just for everyone else on the call. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, see you all later. Arrivederci. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.